Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Game on Green Show right after the game in the Kings locker room. I said, I love you, bro. It's like, I love you too. We ain't done. You right. Got it. Noted. Cool. We ain't. You right. So to think that, like, we've done these things. I love it. And we're not done.
I wish that
Why
everyone...
Why do you keep playing that?
Because it is
you're just trying to piss me off. You're right. We're not.
Here's the thing.
Noted.
There are a lot of people with you. And I wish every one of you to be on Twitch and YouTube right now.
I'm gonna throw up.
I wish every one of you to be on Twitch and YouTube right now to see what happens to Dib's face when I play this cut. Here it comes again.
Don't.
Right after the game in the Kings locker room. I said, I love you, bro. It's like, I love you too. We ain't done. You right. Got it. Noted. Cool. We ain't. You right. So to think that, like, we've done these things, I love it. And we're not done.
All the man is doing is talking. And I know there are thousands of people out there just like you right now, Div. They can't, like, your whole body tenses up.
Got it. Do it. You're noted.
Your sheepish grin, your shaking head, you are completely uncomfortable listening to Draymond Green speak about anything that is positive and looking forward. Why?
Because he's full of it. And he's talking about what they have done. And I love what they have done. And he's an unbelievable player. He's a Hall of Famer. No one will ever wear 23 again with the Golden State Warriors. But the idea of we're not done. Well, you're not done what? Getting ejected, throwing punches, choking opponents, getting ill-timed tees, punching teammates. What are we not done with?
I won't say triggered because you used the word activated, but that's my point. Steve Kerr came on this show 3 days ago and essentially said, watch your fork.
Sorry.
Essentially said, hey, Dub Nation, you better thank Draymond Green. That's zero championships without him.
I thank him.
No, but you don't.
No, I do.
No, but you don't.
I do, and we're talking about going forward.
I understand that, but I will forever be fascinated by this dynamic that we're talking about because it is intense and all over the place. You are not alone. Dib, look at me. You are not alone.
I know I'm not alone.
You're not alone. I'm telling you, man, it's so fascinating to me how many people have such pronounced sides of their mouth to where they can use both of them to go, Draymond, you're a legend. Draymond, we love you. Draymond, thank you for the championships. But you've also reached a point where you cannot even listen to him talk without your whole body becoming a complete ball of tension and anger and wanting him gone, yet also in the same breath, acknowledging that the Warriors could not, like, so much of the Warrior fan base the love-hate relationship with Draymond is so intense that I don't know what you do with it.
Well, it's unlike any relationship ever in the history of Bay Area sports. And, you know, I'm going to ask you how you feel about Aubrey Huff. Because Aubrey Huff is a World Series champ.
Yeah.
And what Aubrey Huff did for the 2010 team was significant.
I don't feel anything good about Aubrey Huff.
Exactly. Exactly.
No, but like even looking back, it's like, sure.
You look back and you look back at the baseball player.
But I'm not going to give back the championship. There's no way to do that anyway. But I
think you'd be disingenuous if you didn't look back at his on-field contributions and at least acknowledge that they were good and meaningful and they led to a championship.
Yeah, but those are less important to me than somebody who is bad to other people. Draymond Green...
He's not necessarily good to all people. Ask Jordan Poole if he's good to Jordan Poole.
Fair enough, but I'm gonna put those on two very, very different planes.
They are different, yeah. But I'm trying
to hate speech and somebody who is a little emotionally off his rocker in a basketball game, two very different things to me.
I'm just putting it in the context of people who you have rooted for and people who you saw win a championship for your favorite team, and now you can feel differently about them for whatever reason you want.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Oh, see? I thought that's what you were setting up for, but I surprised you, Grandy. Come on. Love that sound. Yeah, because it's Friday, and it is 5 o'clock, and the 5 o'clock pop is brought to you by Farmers Brewing Company. Whatever time it is, wherever you are, join us as we get ready for this sports weekend, which features playoff basketball and no Warriors. We are going to be sipping on their premium light lager called Farmers Light. I wonder where it got its name. Just 99 calories per 12 fluid ounces. Go grab a six-pack from Farmers Brewing at your nearest grocery store and enjoy the game with us and the beer right here on 95.7 The Game.
Playoffs tomorrow, 10 a.m. Magic and Cavs, will you get up and put that baby straight on? Are you with the NBA playoffs knowing that the Warriors aren't in it?
Yeah, literally in a little bit of a moment. It's only a moment. I'll get back to it. But, like, I don't want to watch the Kings and Pelicans tonight.
No.
I don't want to watch it.
Who are you rooting for, though?
Do
you want to see the little Beamers make it in?
I kind of do. Like, I poke at the Sacramento Kings fan base so much that people will not believe this. If the Warriors didn't exist, that's who I'd root for. I love Sacramento. I love De'Aaron Fox. Sabonis is completely annoying. But outside of that, Mike Brown, like a lot of the things about the Kings, I love. Golden 1 Center's a ton of fun. We've gone up there to see games and shows. And like, I got absolutely, other than Sabonis, nothing bothers me about the Sacramento Kings. And so, I hope they win. And with Zion out, maybe they will.
There's another, just getting back to Draymond Green, there's another person who probably would not say Draymond's necessarily the greatest guy. Sabonis, who got outwardly stomped on by Draymond last year.
Yeah, but Sabonis is an instigator, too. He's a complete, like, he's
not on the same level as Draymond Green.
No, but he's completely out of pocket on the court. He thinks that the other person is wrong all the time.
That's a large majority of players in the association.
I think it's maybe a majority of the stars that we talk about, but I don't feel like the energy around that is not the same for every player. There's only a few who really, it feels like you're really unnecessarily complaining and your facial expressions are in the wrong on almost every play. There's Luka. There's Sabonis.
Draymond.
No, I don't feel that way.
Wow.
I just feel when he argues too much. I don't think he argues on every single play at all. I don't feel.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That way.
Okay. I mean, yeah. I feel, and that's one reason why watching Draymond Green play basketball is tough for me.
That's,
and, you know, you use the word
fine.
Triggering, and for me, it's more of an activation when you watch him play. And it's even plays that he's not involved in where he gets involved with the officials. And that, you know, maybe it's because I'm an official on my own little low, pathetic level, but watching how much he gets involved in everything, it's not something I enjoy watching.
Oh, there's no, I can't argue that Draymond rubs a lot of people a certain way. That's always been the case. But I just, sometimes I wonder why fans don't take, or not all of them, some fans don't take what the Warriors front office says about Draymond at face value. Like, the Warriors front office's job is not to be likable.
Right.
Their job's
right.
to win. And so when they look at Draymond Green, for them, it's an easy answer. Are we better with him or without him? Well, with him. Done. Great. Then he's on.
Right.
But a lot
even
of,
when his actions are unforgivable.
Right.
And then they become forgivable.
And then you forgive him.
Right.
Exactly. So I get that some fans have reached the point where you're like, I don't care if we're worse if he's gone. I want him gone. But I also think there's a handful of fans, a good percentage of the fan base, that has fooled themselves into thinking that the Warriors could replace him and still be just as good. And I think that's a fool's errand.
Well, I don't know about the idea of just as good, because for me, you're not that good. And you can hide behind 46-36 if you want. I look at the way they played this year against the really good teams, and you didn't do well against the really good teams. So we can say, would they be any good with Draymond or any good without Draymond? I don't think that it's going to matter. I don't think that if Draymond's back or Draymond gets traded, I don't think that you're going to be appreciably better or worse either way. You're still going to be, in my opinion, in the middle of the pack in the Western Conference. You're going to be fighting for that 6 or 7 or 8 seed like you were this year. Evan had a great stat earlier with Guru that they spent more time in the 12th seed than they did in the 8th seed this year in the Western Conference. You can look at whatever reason you want to look at, but even when Draymond played, you weren't appreciably a great team. You were a little bit better when Draymond played.
Yeah.
And so if you have Draymond or you don't have Draymond, I still don't think you're going to be a real threat in the Western Conference.
You talked about the record with and without him. They are clearly a better team with him.
Right.
Clearly.
Right. And we could look at the opponents that they played when he played. And, you know, we can split hairs all the way through.
Let's go to Cliff in Vallejo. Hey, Cliff, what are you doing?
What's going on, guys? What's happening with you, man?
What's good,
Cliffy?
Hey, man, what's going on, man? The main thing going on is it's 420 weekend. That's the main point right there.
So you're going to have a day tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, and you know that Cliff rhymes with spliff. Am I right? Yeah.
Put the plants in the ground. That's all I can tell you. And October is coming, baby. You know what time it is.
Oh, yeah. That's harvest season. Like, let's go. Yes,
October. Dibs smokes kush.
Man. Talk to him, Spliffy.
You're crazy. Hey, but what's going on? Yeah, man, the rat on the table is, ever since that punch, the Warriors have not been the same team. Man. And that's just the way it is. I'm going to put it to you like this, bro. If I was on the team, if you was on your high school team, and your whole player attacked one of your other players, whether he was good or bad or whatever he was, would you want to play with that guy again? And that's why I think where Wiggins is coming from, with all this time that he took off and all of that, he didn't want to play with Draymond Green.
No, come on, Cliff. That's not why Andrew Wiggins was out. Can you imagine if that's why? And Cliff, I can't argue that act didn't change the course of some things. It almost certainly did. And we've also, God, we've talked that thing out 1,000 different ways for 1,000 hours. So I think it's time we move on from that. But when you get to the point of saying that that is still in the locker room this year, and that certain players are making decisions because they don't want to be around Draymond Green, if Andrew Wiggins were doing that, they would have kicked his butt to the curb a long time ago.
Look at Wiggins' number pre-punch versus his numbers post-punch. He has not been the same player.
Stop it.
He was clearly emotionally affected.
Same player last year that he was every other year except for 2 months when they won the title. Exact same player.
Emotional ramifications.
Well, then you're weak.
Well,
if you can't play because you don't like a coworker, that's, I got a word for that. It's called unprofessional.
Well, there's other words that could be used, but I mean,
damn right here.
Bottom line, you look at this offseason, and I don't know if you, whatever you do with Klay Thompson, fine. Steph's back and Draymond's back. I can't imagine if they bring back Andrew Wiggins that the veterans are going to be that open to another year of playing with Andrew Wiggins and suffering through his inconsistency.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.